MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 8, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Driver in rollover crash is unhurt. Peabody Health Center expansion continues, and we'll have an update on a Newburyport Park. Mix of clouds and sun near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:21 p.m. Back in 70 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey, North Shore, Merrimack Valley sports fans. Are you ready for this week's shows, Thursday, August 8th? We sure are. On the North Shore, we got Avan Cabral. He is the pitcher out of St. Mary's, Northeastern, Cape Cod Baseball League. Nate Gardner, Manchester Essex, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. We'll be interviewing the other five athletes in person at the bank on Thursday, August 8th, and we'll roll those out on MSO News Sports in the following days. Over in the Merrimack Valley, we got coach Andover football. EJ Perry retires last spring, comes back, changes his mind. Once they pull him out, they pull him back in. Gotta love it. Dominic Castro here, your host. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's shows.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the Gloucester Times, Stephen Hagan is reporting that a driver who walked away from a rollover crash during the Wednesday morning commute on Route 128 in Manchester-by-the-Sea was a lucky man, according to a fire official. According to Manchester Fire Lieutenant Jim Doucette, who was among those who first responded to the crash, he's quoted as saying, upon arrival, he had self-extricated himself out of the vehicle with no injuries. The vehicle, a Toyota Corolla, sustained a blown tire before it rolled over on the southbound side of Route 128 near the School Street exit. The original report from North Shore Regional 911 Center at 8:33 a.m. said the driver had been ejected from the car. However, according to later reports, the driver had actually crawled out of the car under his own power, again, without injury. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, as part of a National Health Center Week, North Shore Community Health hosted Wednesday a tour of the Peabody Family Health Center expansion project. State and local officials received an update on the construction that's expected to improve efficiency and nearly double the amount of available treatment rooms of the center at 89 Foster Street. Through a $1.3 million donation from the Executive Office of Health and Human Services Capital Grant Program and a $350,000 donation from Mass General Brigham, the health center is adding new open and collaborative workstations for administration. Jim Sullivan writes in the Newburyport Daily News, in Newburyport, officials are pushing back the date when folks will be able to sit on new grass planted inside the multi-million dollar Market Landing Park project by at least another month. Planning Director Andy Port, who has been overseeing the project, said the east lawn has been coming in well, but the grass on the west side still needs work. Port City expects both lawns to be open by September. But while the grass may be accessible to the public by then, Parks Manager Mike Hennessy said it will take until late October for the lawns to fully grow in. And the Daily News is also reporting that Newbury recently announced it had received a $134,000 grant from the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources to update the energy management system at Newbury Elementary School. The new system will use sensors and computers to automatically control building processes, allowing for improved energy efficiency and reduced costs. The new system is expected to save $23,000 annually in costs associated with electric and natural gas usage. Town planner Kristen Grubbs applied for the grant to address the school's high energy usage. The school accounts for one-third of the municipality's annual usage. And Benjamin Pierce is writing on itemlive.com. Members of the Swampscott Fishermen's Alliance went before the select board to argue against the $20 million pier redevelopment project at Fisherman's Beach. Alliance member Neil Rossman told the board he believes the new pier's design will be detrimental to the town's commercial fishermen. He argued that instead, the existing structure, the Albert J. Williams Pier, should be rehabilitated. Rossman gave the board documents that explain the reasons behind the alliance's position. The alliance named the new pier's proposed height, which could be up to 9 feet taller than the existing one, in response to rising coastal tides, as a major concern. Royals 8, Red Sox 4 last night. Sox are off today. They'll be hosting the Astros on Friday, and the Patriots host the Panthers in the first preseason game for New England this evening. With MSO New Sports, I'm Rick Moore.